even coming up today, God instructed me in the midnight. Many people are in the church today, they are very lucky.
Yes.
Amen. Every sickness here shall come out to show it.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those watching me across the Atlantic, if you will partake in this Holy Communion spiritually. My God, those who are sick, that's, you know, high blood pressure, kidney problem, liver problem, every problem, today, they will cease today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we prayed for the past 10 days last night, God, we run the prayer in this morning.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone, I will dig a pit for anyone under my voice. God, they will fall into their pit.
Amen.
They shall fall into their pit.
Amen.
They shall fall into their pit.
Amen.
Something's happening. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Shall be on, be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is part one. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Build your capacity.
Mm-hmm. Build your capacity.
Before showing up.
Before showing up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what I mean? Now, let me explain that. Literally.
Amen.
See, let me explain that. When you see Osaki Pastor, I never knew what I want to preach. Listen to me, please. Listen, listen. When you are in life,
amen.
Every life has seasons. Every life has what?
Amen.
There are seasons to look for document. There are seasons, please look at me, for job. There are seasons to face problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, listen to me. If you see, I don't want to say because we are on it. See, for the Father, you are a big shot, or you are doing something, does not immune you from enemy attack. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this season that we have, you know, people just scared, we're doing all that, they were, you know, hustling. Now, after that season, you have another season of job. After that season, people face problems every day. You know, they face problems in their marriages. Marriage is one of the things that the enemy fights so much. You know, there are many homes, they are the cake of breaking. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Every day, quarrel between husband and wife. You know, in their job, you face some wicked people on your jobs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, what am I going to preach? Please hear me this morning.
Amen.
I can't finish, I'll just take part of it. I'm saying, where you walk, there are evil people that you will contend with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where you live, there are evil people that you will contend with. That is why I said you must build capacity before you show up. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go. The Bible declares in the book of Proverbs Gospel 24, verse 10. The Bible says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Because before adversity came, God has already built strength in a believer. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
This world we are, ladies and gentlemen, whether you believe or not, you're watching me this morning, I pray that nothing. This world we are is a battleground. You know, we live, you know, we are fighting battle daily. That is why when there was crisis in Europe and across North America, many people returned to their homes. Because crisis, now, let me prove it more in the Bible. The Bible declared in the book of Ecclesiastic Gospel, chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible said, there is time for everything. You know, there is time to sow, time to reap. A time for everything. So, when some people are enjoying time of fruitfulness, they forgot that another time season is going to come again. So when they season, their wife will be jealous and say, I cannot go to church again. One man told me an evangelist, I think my son, he said, no, my evangelist, don't wake me from bed again because I'm not in landlord. He said, he's very important now, he can't give testimony in my church. Yeah. He said, he's a landlord, she's not waking. When she says she's a landlady now, so she should know, nobody should wake her again with telephone to come to church. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
After 1 year, they took the house from her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, those who have ears, the Bible declares in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. If you are enjoying your season now, remember that another season is coming in. That is why, if you look at all the trees in Europe, all the trees in America, now the trees are dropping leaves. Dry leaf is only. After dry leaf, it's going to be fresh leaf again. Mm-hmm. And last season, the change, you know, is not permanent. Only God is permanent. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, don't, because I've seen people doing, you know, cleaning, they clean toilets for years when I came to Cathy Ferry. So, they never knew that they are still They got toilet disease. That's why many of the white folks here that does that job, after a time they will resign. You see some things in their body. Because when they were enjoying, they said, no, church, bye-bye, I've got construction work. I'm not paying more than I get on there, you know. Mama and Santi and Collins, pastor, what are they doing at church? And that season is coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, what am I saying? I said, all of you said, build capacity.
Build capacity before you show up. Before you show up.
That's what I'm going to bring. In the Bible said there's a time for everything. Now let me give you some example in the Bible. The Bible declared in the book of some gospel, Psalm 71, verse 17. Then he said, God, thou taught me to my youth. And he thought, I've declared that I want just one. I don't feel like crying. Then he said, God, when I was a young boy in the church, I learned, and that's why people don't bring their children to the church. The children are not at fault. Even, you know, their mother are not at fault. God is not at the church. They are the more at fault. You know why? Daddy learned, he knew of the covenant, in his practice. He knew about righteousness. That was why, when he came, he cut Saul rope. He said, son, is it not you now? You dummy. He said, he cannot lay out on those anointing. Because he knew the scriptures. And if he is human, they will say, you see your enemy to obey, so take it through. Then if they will say, after shooting, he burned him alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that they have become what Idi Amin did. Idi Amin, the chief Obota, he killed them, put them in the refrigerator, he will be calling them to eat. I tell you, he will cut the flesh, swallow. I mean, he will cut the flesh, swallow. So, because he said that they will not overthrow again, he never knew that Museveni, you know, now led rebel, he was overthrown.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the video. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, David learned the scriptures. If he is not in the church, he will not learn it again. He learned righteousness. He learned covenant. He learned judgment. He learned praises. Every pastor, every Christian in the world knew that David is a singer. Because you cannot learn singing in your bedroom when you are playing Ludo at home. You know, David said, he said, out of the mouth, Psalm 8 verse 2. He said, out of the mouth of pains and suckling, God has obtained strength. So that he might steal the enemy and the avenger. Now, lift your hand up. I declare this morning, your enemy will stand still until you are enthroned.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I said, your enemy will stand still until your children are enthroned.
Yeah.
Your children will go to their utopia.
Yeah.
They will be the best among the best.
Yeah.
So never land. Pastor, what I mean? He told God that God, you taught me from my youth. 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 So, Pastor, put it together. David laughed before he became king. Before he showed up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see my judgment? David built capacity before he says, this is me. That is why. You are when you are working in the bank, or you are a police officer, or you are a custom exercise. There are people who are after your job. They want to paralyze the enemy and sweep you away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a man, the two of them work in the same office. So look at me. His neighbor is a woman, has a girl, two girls. He now set up his own neighbor because he knew that his neighbor was to be promoted. He set up, he gave the woman that had all the two daughters 500,000 to set up the man so that they don't promote him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you are a Christian, when you are enjoying the season of your flourishing, build up your capacity. Because it's a part of the process. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David knew the scriptures. Now, watch this. The Bible declared in the book of 2 Timothy Gospel, chapter 2, 15, you know, Paul said, Timothy, hear me well. He said, study to show yourself approved unto God as a workman who needed not to be ashamed in man, rightly man, dividing man, the word of truth. How do you divide the word of truth? Timothy was more than 40 years of age in the ministry. Now, he wanted to divide the word of truth. Okay, today is Sunday, I'll be in church. This is prayer meeting, I'll be there. You are dividing the word of truth. The Bible said, you must keep the Sabbath holy. You are handing the truth, I will pay my debt. Don't be smart, say, I won't pay, this one will escape me. The debt, God will blow me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Problem will come from nowhere.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you take the time, and that will, one of the motor problem will just come. That the number. Don't dwell. If you know God, you don't dwell with God. And if you know, if you're a child of God, nobody dwell with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, let me divide the word of truth. Now, another one example. The Bible said, Moses, all these people that you are taking to the promised land, please give the instruction, eh? He said, give the instruction. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, from verse 6 to 7, he said, teach your children. When they are home, teach them how to give offering. Teach them how to be obedient in church. Teach them the scripture so that they will teach you to the next. Check your Bible, pastor, what you check. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. He said, teach them my ways so that this generation will teach other generations. Now, prepare them. Let help them build capacity before they finish their university, before they begin to explode. Because when they explode, they are going to meet, you know, some obstacles. Paul said in 1 Corinthians Gospel 16:9, said, a great and effective door is open unto me. They give you big job. They give you big employment. They give you aircraft. Bible said by that there are many ambassadors. Doors may open. No, it did not start today. Even Paul said, God opened up for him. But while I come there, problem come there. That is why you must build your capacity for something. Because if you say, I don't care, listen to me. There are people that have done construction work in this town, many black. Today, one, I saw one, the manager guy, in fact, he went bare. He went home to take some drugs. He was at home taking drugs 6 months. All the drugs they gave him, he packed it. He thought I was going to sing to the manager. I said, okay, don't worry. Because I told him I'm a pastor. I'm leaving manager tonight. And I left. So when we got the manager, he was dodging me. He was dodging that it was late, so that I don't go. I said, let me stay in your house. I said, see this one. I said, I'm more than conqueror in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, when I'm preaching, build yourself up. Build your capacity. Before you begin now, let me give an example that will make it clear. With that children now, stop looking for boyfriend. Stop looking for girlfriend. Read now. Develop yourself. Because girlfriend and boyfriend, you will see, you will tire. Woman that will stay between your hands, you will tire. The woman said, any small woman, clear. You know, the man even said, Jack, I don't want to marry again. You know what? We are in Europe. Now I begin to see many things that are in Europe. When you are in Rome, you behave like Roman. Whether you like it or not, when you are in Europe, Europe must influence you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you not seen white male, white women divorce? Negative divorce because they don't care, because they don't want problems, they don't want stress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God said, there are some black people that deceive themselves. I know about three black guys. When I ask you, where's your Oribo guy? He said, I said, look at him, but you're fooling yourself. This Oribo culture. Don't, your wife has left you. You're just making man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have not gone home to plan your credit. Say, no, every other sport that have money is this sports money? Is this a boo-hoo? Now, it's sad to see how everybody is going. It's sad to see how I have one brother in London, one is in Pakistan, one is in America, one is in Nigeria. Shut up in the name of Jesus. And do your own. So you want to carry a problem to your brother in Toronto, in your country. In fact, the wife will use man run you down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, what am I saying? Build yourself before the person. Build yourself. Now, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 15. The other one was 2 Timothy 2:15. He said, Timothy, he said, for that know the scripture right from your youth. The scripture I put in the Bible verbatim. The scripture that is able to make you wise. You know, I think he said, for that from a child know the scripture which I able to make you wise, unto salvation being deliverance. Said Timothy, before you can make a bishop, you know the scripture. You know, one of the tragedy of man is that the greatest tragedy in life is not death, it's life without a purpose. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some people, children, particularly girls, they are home, they will not go to church. Now, they don't know the time of development, the time of, that is why people go to school when they are young. Because once you are old, to go to school, your brain will be repeating the things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you're not studying mathematics for somebody who is 35, you know, 40 years, he will say, my dear,
You know, to 1 hour, they pay me 10 euros. So you want me to miss that money, eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
By over time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the children must develop capacity early in their life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You leave your guests at home. You leave this one at home. You're not doing anybody. Nobody. God is not even petrol. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, you know, God will do what he said he will do. Man of God, what am I preaching? I said, all of you say, from today.
From today.
I will build my capacity.
I will build my capacity.
Against the onslaught.
Against the onslaught.
Of the enemy.
From the enemy.
Now, by example, there is no one who is watching me now in Madrid or in Sevilla who will tell me when he was in secondary school, nobody in the title will find a problem. You know? No person working now. There is one or two person that may not like your style in your work.
Yes.
There are one or two person that may. So when you build your capacity, all you need to do is just say, Rabba, this man that's worrying me in my work. Go for me. I say to packing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I sack you, I remove you. Your words are efficacious. Your enemy will go before you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is why it's good to build capacity. It is not when you so people, you know, I have a guy. It was the chairman of the men's meeting in my corner that time. Let me show the place. So he walked in church, chairman. So when the pastor was talking, he just took his Bible, look at me. He said, I'm going home. Took the Bible, just you know, they don't verse on the church. It's a spiritual crime. You know what I've said it in the church, but you guys forget. He had two wives. As he got home, he thought he said the first wife abandoned him. So he married the second wife, married after one more, the second one left him. You know, pastor just said, no. Maybe I should go to the God to moon. I went to jump around for God in the name of Jesus. Pastor, build your capacity. There are people, they don't have anything that God can look to see them. What did I say? There are nothing that God will look to see them. And you must do what God said you must do. You must build your capacity. You must. Now, let me say about 300 points that I cannot be. Pastor, when I'm preaching, build yourself, build your children, build your wife, so that when they walk the line, when they went out to work, they have a good opposition. When they do anything, they'll say, this is doing too well. They'll give you wahala. Don't you know wahala can make a workman a part of his business?
Yes, sir.
They'll sue you to come, start paying money that even the money you have not made, you'll be paying it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know one guy he was doing this wedding of motor, I don't know, you know, Chapa Petura. So as he was wedding, the motor caught fire. So that was how he left Lagos to the village. In the name of Hallelujah!
Amen.
Because he saw the man that was working, making money, coming, brush. You know, Lagos was in Nigeria. So that's how life is, that's how work is. That's how people who sit at home now, that's how they are. Just watch. Oh God, oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me take this one to the place. To take some. Oh, praise your name, boy, you are the man. Listen to me, they don't know fly, they don't know what they don't know insect,
they thought of cockroach to monitor them. Any marriages that the enemy is monitoring, you know, even eight people, they're in the church, they quarrel. For the wife to bow to go to church is war. And then some of the husband in Madrid, they don't know that their wife is bigger than them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you quote my statement? Bigger means, okay, let me talk to you. There was somebody in Tremie. In Tremie here. He has a house in a near Pedro shop. There, I'm not mentioning, you know, the person's name. So when I call out of you, you say, Pastor, I'm the man of the house. When I think, in my mind, I said, a man of the house does not tell people he's the man of the house. The guy is bigger than he. Hallelujah. Before you know, the guy did what he wanted to do to the man. The man, you know, went, they threw the man. The guy went her way in the name of Jesus. Because the man did not develop himself. He didn't develop himself. We're just talking. You see, someone that has power doesn't talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're a man, you don't need to tell people you are the man. They are seeing. Even every man, every wife know their boundary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even, I mean, pastor wife, bishop wife. You see, don't, you know, you are a husband, the man carried anointing. You must know your, you must bring your boundary. You must know what you should not say to the man. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
No matter the degree of provocation, you must not decide with the man. No, this is what you say, the girl. Are you the man of the house or am the man of the house? So there are many men in Asia, you know, of your quality, of your home. You know, they need to be flawed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They need mature, they were money. Today, problem, difficulties. If I take away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, number two, what am I saying? Number two.
Number two.
How to build capacity.
How to build capacity.
True godliness.
Godliness.
Say true godliness.
True godliness.
Because if your man who is bigger than you, you are more holier than the person, you will subdue her. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you are at far, this one no anointing. This one no anointing. They will use it for wrath. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, quote the Bible for me. The Bible declares the book of Deuteronomy Gospel, chapter 23, verse 14. The Bible says, the Lord thy God is in the camp to deliver you and to hear the next of the church. Please, I'm quoting the Bible verbatim. And to keep up your enemy for your sake. The Bible says, therefore, keep the camp holy. When you are holy, anywhere, anybody who cries to you in your workplace, he will go for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody that knows you to your roots, this man build up, he wants to do another one, they will fail in their assignment.
Amen.
They will fail in their mission.
Amen.
Now, there are some men. There was some men, when they know that the woman has money, the husband has money, they want to buy the woman to give the property. They are lying. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said they are lying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you build your capacity, the Bible says, keep the camp holy unless you're going to find unclean in you. For example, let me use pastor. If a pastor is a real pastor faces people he does not know. You are a pastor, your wife is not there. You go, going to use them, going to do something. Nobody will flog you. You see, devil will not flog you. The members will not flog you. God will not flog you. You are the one that will flog yourself. Do you, a pastor, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You start using management in the church. In fact, you are finished. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The demon, the enemy will release on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's finished for that pastor. You are getting my gist, right? So if a pastor does not build his capacity, say, you know, I'm traveling to Nigeria, you go camp again. It means you are camping your life. In the name of, see, the reason why enemy cannot finish you as a pastor is because when you live holy, righteous, in the trial, God will, you know God, eh? God will put something in their stomach. God will use knife, spiritual knife. They will to move them, they cannot move them. I mean your enemy. For example, if it's a pastor now, and you are holding balance. Enemy is attacking you. You know what God will do? At the enemy throw the arrow, God will make them stand. God will say, this thing you did, return it. God will hold them like they cannot move level. God too much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said, the Lord thy God is in the covenant, number two. The Bible declared the book of Hosea Gospel. Hosea chapter 10, 12. You know, the Bible says, soak yourself righteousness and reap in mercy. He said, break up the fallow ground, for it is intended to
will seek the Lord.
Amen.
Or the good will rain righteousness upon you. Joshua, you know, Hosea said, you know, my God people will say, sow to yourself righteousness. You know? And reap mercy. Mercy means what? Grace.
Oh.
When Jeremiah said, God, see my people, they are all worse among us. He said, by God's favor, love. That's why God said, you know, he will save whom he will save. We have mercy on whom we have mercy. He will not have mercy on whom. So when you see God have mercy on people, people cannot jail. People think, you know, that they between labor and grace. Let me take that one. The Bible said, "Thou lovest righteousness." I hate that. wickedly. The Bible says, therefore, the Lord thy God, he will anoint you above your Europe name. He will anoint you above your school name. He will anoint you above your enemies. He will anoint you above your family name. He will anoint you above your enemies. He will anoint you above those who know you to your roof. God will favor you above them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. Oh, where's your neighbor? You are there.
Thank you.
day. Thank you for the past day. God, the anointing is high in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree those under my voice this hour.
Yes.
God, I decree. Anyone that think a people in the will find to their people. Anyone that take care because you don't give them business or people to do business for them. God, anyone that will say blood with you. From your father's side, mother's side. From the angel side, mother's side. Many God will decree this afternoon.
Amen.
God, we declare we wear that
disease.
Where's the hassle?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone that afflicts anyone here in Europe, we will not lose any person in this
day.
We bend death, we bend obituary. Every coffee the same. Bury God before they get the oil, they will hit their chest.
Amen.
They get the hero, they will be born alive. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know. I see every potter in this church with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
I release ministry in this year.
Amen.
Special in this ministry.
Amen.
I command every arrow return back to sender.
Amen.
I cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Every penetration by every work of darkness. God, boomerang in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Boomerang in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Boomerang in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone has sounded against anyone here.
Yes,
who are in church can be anyone here. Amen. Against the church. God, they will call you to bury you.
Amen.
God, they will call you to bury them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.